Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble.
Yes, sir.
You know who it is.
Hey.
It's Future Baby.
Let's go.
And we're about to get down to business. We're back down. Pull up. Pull up, pull up, pull up, selector. Yeah, we get down to business.
Get down.
We are get down. Pull up. I'm confused. Kuna text me nikanchanganya hapa. Imechoma hiyo. Nimesikia. Ai, najua nimewashtua kuchoma. But next time, join niko na nyinyi, si ndio? Kabisa buda. All right guys, how you doing? We're back. It's Peter. And it's the P in Passion Part 2.
Yes. As we talked about last week, we were talking about passion, what it entails, the journey and everything. So we're back now.
Yeah, and we have an amazing person right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the main man. He's our producer also. He is called Chokoram Janja.
Yes. Jemaina.
Yeah. And we are about to get down to business because we are talking about passion.
Yeah.
And what our journey is just that, by the way. It's nothing more, nothing less. So, yeah.
Let's just get down to it real quick. Right into it. So, Mr. Ken Sugar and Spice.
Uh-huh. Tell me more.
I got a question for you. So you said your passion is music, yeah?
Yeah.
Now tell me, how did your parents, or let's say the people around you, when you decided you want to pursue this music, what was that like?
First of all, my parents were against it completely.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a time, there was a time I used to come from Nakuru to Nairobi to perform for the Light concert. And that's the time we had socks. And that time I was doing gospel, weirdly, and they still had a problem, So I used to tell them, I'm going to Nairobi to sing. I actually used the word sing for God, you know, like to make them...
Weka injili hapo kidogo.
Weka injili mpangoni. So they accepted. I went and slept at Tony's. Shout out to Tony, man.
Yeah.
We used to perform. When you're done, I go back to Nakuru. And there was a time my dad even came for the concert because they were calling Nshuku that nadanganya. So I'm like, hey, Muzai, formation. After I got off stage, he was like, oh, you're going back to Nakuru. Who? I'm going to Tony's. What do you mean? Anyway, so after that, they accepted, first of all, that I was doing gospel.
Yeah.
Sindo. Then when now the transition came. Oh, ho. Oh, kuniambia unaimbia shetani? I'm like, eh, siimbi shetani. I'm just singing love songs. Now, I had an interesting convo with my mom about love songs because I feel like love is all around.
Yeah.
Like it's in secular,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. So I was like, wait, our pastor at that time, that was Pastor Christian, had a song for love.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, acha nikuwekea ngumbwa pastor yetu ya mape? Na mwekea, anasema, okay, this is really nice, but mbona unaimbia shetani? Namwambia, mom, call me your number one, si ya shetani.
Mapenzi, si ya shetani.
So msidanganywe, this thing is for everyone.
Yeah.
So, now this was where the turnaround came, yeah?
Yeah.
When that song, because we had a target of like, was it 30K? It was like a 30K.
It's
10K.
Yeah.
Then we told Fidel, bro, ikifika 30, unatutusha bash. Ah, ilifika 30, ikakuwa tricky sasa, kasema wacha ifike 50. Ikafika 50, ikafika 100, hivyo tu. So when now the music picked up, they also picked it up on their side. Because they felt like, this is something you can be proud of with our peers.
Yeah.
So walienda kuringa huko na jina yangu kwa chama, wanaekea wimbo, ni nini. Mama, asante kwa views, by the way. Walitujenga sana. So, I think from then on, that's when they realized, okay, this is something that I want to do.
Yeah.
And since I've been persistent, even though there have been a lot of confrontations here and there and disagreements, wakasema, ah, manze, we support you, do you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question. Since this was for the parents, how about the church? How was the response from the church?
All right. One, I think we should have Fidel one day here. Akwambie vile tulifukuza prison no shit. Okay, said tulifukuzwa because we were getting so much into the music that you even perform it. That's what they used to see. Asi tunajua tunaabudu bwana. So they felt like we are doing more of a performance than worship. So they told us to take a step back, really analyze our situation and know what we want before going back. So that's what happened. Yeah.
Would you say, or if you would go back, is there anything you'd have done differently?
No.
Good answer.
To be honest, I try to live a life with no regrets. None whatsoever.
That's the way to go about it.
So if let's say I want to drink water, I will drink.
Yeah.
If I want to sleep, I will sleep with no regrets.
With no regrets.
So I would do everything the same way I would have done it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Man, I don't know any other different way of doing it.
I like that.
All right. So that summarizes my story. Mm-hmm. So now you also had, I'm sure you had a few challenges here and there, and your challenges might not be my challenges.
Yeah.
So tell us what your challenges were and how you coped with it, with the situation.
So as I said last time, me and our pastor, mama na baba, both. So, Bishop na Reverend, actually, let me give the right terms. Bishop na Reverend, my father, my father was, I had said an artist, but he passed away 2014, And I think my journey officially began there in 2014. Maze, I was supposed to be CGI an engineer.
Okay, guys. I mean, niangalia kasema engineer, so that might be a lie. So please tell us the real truth. Engineer? What do you mean?
Because I knew his reaction. I just knew his reaction. Yeah, I was supposed to be an engineer. The plan was after high school, I go abroad to study engineering. But then my dad passed away, so plans changed, you know, some bills, blah, blah, blah. And that didn't happen. But me, I was very content with that because I had already asked God, I feel like this engineering thing, ni mina jekea, like, I don't know, it was to make my parents proud thing, or because I was told in school I was good in this thing. So I was kind of forcing the picture. But then after dad died, I said, God, I really, really need you to tell me what I should be doing, because engineering, I don't feel like it's for me. So when the abroad thing didn't go through, I was like, nah, I'm not studying engineering. I've changed my mind. That was a sign. So I did culinary. I went, became a chef and worked in the kitchen for a few months. And I was like, deuces, guys. It's been real. Not for me. I took up fitness, and which led to dance. So when I started dancing, first of all, I think it was, I'm fairly new, I think, in this. So my journey is not, I can say, still in the path of figuring out. Yeah, but I started to dance maybe a year ago. I'm still figuring that out, guys. Anyway, I started to dance like maybe,
No, Joel, no, that's not That's a joke, like, really. Can you tell us a story, please? Before Joel does something else to us.
So, yeah, I worked in a kitchen, started fitness, and decided that I want to dance. Because when I started dancing, I felt I finally found it. I finally found something that comes naturally to me. I'm willing to do whatever, you know, for dance. Now I told my mom first, because nilijua to the rest of the world can come after that. So I spoke to my mom and I told her, Mom, this is what I want to do. And maybe sometimes you'll see things that may make you uncomfortable.
Skin.
Yeah. Lots of skin. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, and I told her, Mom, sometimes you may see things that maybe make you uncomfortable, but you have to trust that my intention and what I am doing is still good. So fortunately, I have the best mom in the world. Shout out, Mom. I love you. Yeah. Aww. I have the best mom in the world. And she was very willing to let me take my own path and my own journey and to just trust that I raised you right. I trust you. And I believe that what you're doing is towards the greater good. So, yeah.
I think you're very lucky.
I am.
Because our guest today, it has a different story. First of all, guys, he has an upcoming album. Guys, nataji makofi. I'm African, truly African. I'm refreshing my roots. Yeah. Thank you very much. You're far too kind. All right. So, Joel has an upcoming album called Save Our Sounds.
Yep. Yay, Joel.
And we are in his studio, by the way.
Yes.
So he's multi-talented. He can play anything.
Mm-hmm.
From the trumpet, mm-hmm. guitar, piano,
hey.
Shakers, oh, triangle,
hey.
Vocals. Wasichana. Okay, I'm joking, guys. I'm joking. Yeah, so let's hear his story, man. Yeah. Let's hear his story. So, Joel, tell us, man.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well...
Guys, stukaribisha Joel. What do you mean? Let's do it. Carry on. Yeah, at least. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me, guys.
Uh-huh.
I'm grateful. And it's an honor to get this ship sailing with you guys. So, my journey towards pursuing my passion. My P for passion has been perseverance, has been, you know, to do the most for the least and just be positive and optimistic that the outcome will be positive for you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what I've always wanted to do is with whatever that I have, I do the most with it, you know?
Yeah.
If I have a bunch of friends and they have the thing going, I use their circles to spread my circle.
Yeah.
And the ones who love me have done the most for me.
Yeah.
And I've been very, very grateful for those guys.
Yeah.
And in turn, I try to give myself out to the people who have been there for me also, you know. Because I am given as much as I take.
Yeah, for sure.
And...
even as much as you take.
Whatever I mean with that.
Guys, Joel na philosophy. Guys, ule jamaa kizungu tu. Tell them.
But nivo. So that's been my mantra for my perseverance and for my pain passion.
Yeah.
Were you scared?
Yep.
I was damn scared. I remember there was a time I needed to make a big decision as to where I'd need to take my career moving forward as a young person. Mm-hmm. And you know, it comes a time where...
Pause. What was your career?
Well, I was practicing medicine. Hey. I was studying to be a doctor. Yeah, I was in medicine school for 2 years.
Yes.
Whoa. And, you know, when I was at a crossroads where I needed to decide as to whether I was going to be a doctor or a musician, I worked hard all my life in high school to be a doctor. I got very good grades in high school just so that I can be a doctor. Yeah.
84 points, guys. I was in the same high school in that guy. But my coffee kwake bwana. With the man, 84 points. Zote.
You see the people will be hanging around, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I knew I wanted to be a doctor. But when I was a doctor, I was like, I'll be the doctor who does music on the side. Mm. But, you know, that's not a thing that our industry encourages. Mm. We are very competitive. Yeah. You are either this or that. There are no grades for us guys. Yeah. So I was like, manze, okay, fine. Now that I don't have the lifestyle of a doctor, I might as well just be a musician.
Yeah.
And it's something that I'd always put beside me for a very long time. Mm. And when I made that decision, I mean, I faced a lot of opposition and some darkness and... Yeah. I'm still going through a lot of healing with my family.
Mm-hmm. So, apo kwa opposition and darkness, mimi nataka kujua, which opposition can you say was the most hurtful for you to deal with, or the hardest for you to deal with?
I think the hardest is fan recognition. Mm. If you try to do something for an audience, trying to attract an audience, and then the audience is not, they don't like what you're doing, or they're not vibing with what you're doing, it's discouraging because they're the one people who you expect, they're the people that you want to get to.
Mm.
So when you can't get to an audience that you're trying to reach to, that for me is the most painful part about this shit.
And how do you tackle that?
I always try better. And I have this thing for release as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't try to stay with projects close to me. And then I also don't try to attach myself so much to projects.
Mm-hmm.
With the mind of protecting my heart and also releasing as much as I can so that I can take notes along the journey.
Guys, as... we can see Joel analengwa na machozi. It is a very sensitive subject.
Very sensitive.
So we would like you to tell us about your passions and your challenges.
Yeah.
Let's talk, guys. Mm. Let's talk. Because I feel like this is something very real.
Yeah.
It's happening to us youth.
Yeah.
And so you need to talk about it.
Yep.
So,
I have one more question for Joel, though. How did your family deal with this, your passion, your pursuing passion? How did that?
I was there. I know.
Yeah. Well, I always try to keep what happened within my family.
Yeah.
So the match that I want to expose is that we're still going through the healing process. And it's a thing that my father, being the leader that he is initiating and carrying through.
Yeah.
And it came through a series of dramatic dialogues. and above all, manze, what I can say is I have a very deep regard for my family.
Mm-hmm.
I love those guys to the ends because they've done the most for me.
Yeah.
And even though we hit a place that was a little tough, me napenda wase bure. Nanivo.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all our families. We love you. We appreciate you. Though at times in matuonyesha maneno, but we love you, man. We love you.
Truth be can think that's what love is actually about.
Yeah.
You know, love is not choosy. You take the good just as you take the bad. Because love, it entails everything,
Right. So with regards to your journey and everything you've talked about, what would you tell guys who are either going through the same thing or going through something different because maybe the difference in the journeys what would you tell them? What would you advise them to do?
Yeah.
And what are the repercussions of them doing whatever they will do.
Yeah.
And how long will it take? Because I think that's a thing that guys really need to think about. Because I know it's not easy. It's like for you, it was like ilikuwa tu nywe. Yangu will take a while. You see, Joel, he's different. You know, we're all different. So what would you tell guys about going for your goals, reaching for your goals, and doing the most to achieve your goals?
Yeah, man. I've made it a personal project even to make sure that the people are using the least, the most, the what they have to do the most. So, I mean, if you have 2,000 followers and you have a fake phone that's whatever, are you using it to its optimal capacity? Do the most with what you have and release as much as possible.
That's with regards to music.
That's with regards to anything that you're doing. Show people what you're about.
So, Joel, I think unaona kama unatupima. Sasa, if mimi ni mtu wa mjengo, if you tell me to release what I have,
I think I understand what Joel is saying though, guys. With what you have, use the most of it. Kawa ni mtu wa mjengo, uko na nini yenye unaweza pasi hiyo mjengo ikuwe the best. How can you build on
mimi
that mjengo with what
uko,
you have?
I understand that point very clearly. Release the most. Release.
Oh,
what are you releasing?
Nini?
You know, that's why I asked if it's in terms of music. Because music, you can, if you say release the most, release content the most.
Yeah.
So,
do the most.
You can say do the most with what you have.
Yeah.
If it's music, release the most.
Yeah.
You know, that's very
content,
and I feel like another thing we should add on that, you should have KPIs. KPIs are key performance indicators. If you have KPIs for your life and for your passion, you know. Let's say if you're a musician, because two of us are.
Yeah.
I want fans, that's one KPI. I want music out. You see, those are KPIs.
Yeah.
So by the end of the year, okay, guys.
Kizungu.
Leo, kuna mtu mali anataja Ken tu ama.
Anyway, kuna mtu anataja tu. Anyway, so let's say an example is by the end of the year, you should have released 3 videos and let's say 5 songs, you know.
Yeah.
That's a KPI. If you're working towards something, you'll work smart. But if you're just working blindly, you might not achieve what you want. Then you go back to the initial stage of figuring out what you want, you know. What do you think about that?
I mean, I feel like now that's the cherry on the cream on the cake.
To come in with the literature there,
I feel come at me in my take your home, by the way, and that's what I've learned from you guys. Thanks, Manzi. So in addition to releasing as much as you can, have a plan for it, be prepared, and it's true.
Exactly.
I'm taking that to the bank.
Yeah, man.
It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it.
All right. So, guys, there you have it.
Hope you enjoyed this episode.
I hope you're inspired to do more with less.
Yep.
And that's something about Africans. Let me tell you, Wazungu, sorry to say this. we said itakuwa vile tu iko. As Africans, munitafute. By the way, what do you mean? As Africans, do the most with the least.
Yeah.
Can we just practice it?
Yeah.
Because I feel kuna watu wanzini wazembe tu wamekaa tu, you know.
Yeah.
So,
man,
guys, that's
it's
all.
It's been real. We enjoyed.
I hope you enjoyed.
So join us next week. Tune in, share with your friend, your family, your loved one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to share. Yeah, and follow us on all social media platforms.
At Fito the Podcast.
Yeah, man.
And we love you.
For now, we are out.
Bye. Mwah.
That was such a nice story. I want to tell you stories about their passion.